अन्यनो विरह कातर्याजिवा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवै वास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे शरणान्तिके। माय हम्बल ऑब्सिएंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु और नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद्भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। टुडे इज कार फेस्टिवल इन इंडिया इन जगन्नाथपुर लेफ्ट एंड लेफ्ट डिवोटीज of pulling cards and always hearing Jagannath Dev ki jai, Subhadra Devi ki, Baladev Prabhu ki jai. And all devotees are singing like what? Nitai Gauranga jai, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga jai, Nitai. Anitai Gauranga jai, Nitai Gauranga. Nitai Gauranga Jai, Nitai Gauranga. Whole day this festival is going on. Sometimes in one day Kayat does not go to Gundicha Mandir in the middle way. One day, two, 3 days. And they want to pull, but never, one step it cannot go. When Jagannath wants, very quickly, very easily it goes. And sometimes, if you try hard, so many persons in 1 inch will not go. So, today is God's festival. You should try to make our heart very clear, neat and clean from worldly desires, from duplicacy, duplicity, hypocrisy, anything concealing from Gurudev, from pure devotees. Only one desire will be how to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. Mahaprabhu always dancing in a mood. But say to Parannath Painu Jaha Lagi Madan Dhan Dhuriya. And he is also speaking some slokes. Anyone cannot explain as they don't know the meaning. But still he is. Only one boy like Rupa Goswami. That mood went in the heart of Rupa Goswami. And he made a similar slope. And Mahaprabhu saw anywhere in the bhajan kuti of Haridas. And he began to do like this. From where you knew? And then Sarva Damodar Rai Ramananda, all other appreciating Rupa Goswami. You have been inspired. Without any inspiration, how he can know? Anyone cannot know. Only one person like Sarva Damodar can know. Other can. Thus, festival was going. Ban Maharaj has explained anything today? You should speak something. Something you should speak. Very quickly. Something. Then I will speak. Rajatra Samande, Kono Bhav, Kono Jinis, Kono Kuchu. The gist of Rajatra, essence of Rajatra, or anything you can. At least for 15 minutes. A festival was begun. Himself the king Pratap Rudra, very influential, very powerful. He took a golden broom in his hand. And in front of God, festival, he was himself brooming and waterizing gulab jal, rose water and so many things. Like a sweeper, a king from south wanted to give her his daughter married to Pratap Rudra Raja. He came to see king. King was very beautiful, young age. But he saw that, oh, that king, being young and very beautiful yet, but he is like a sleeper. So he decided that I should not give my very beautiful princess to this sleeper. And he returned back. When king knew this fact after court festival, oh, then he invaded that king. You don't know the glory of my Jagannath Dev. And he went and invaded him, but he was defeated. He came back and then went to Jagannath temple and weeping, praying, "O Lord, I am your servant." And for this, that very powerful king told me, "The sweeper of Jagannath, and he refused to give his daughter in marriage to me. Please help." Then Jagannath told in aerial voice, "Don't be afraid, don't fear. I am coming with you. You shouldn't hate again, and he will be defeated." Then Maharaja again he started. And Jagannath and Baldev, what they did? They took very powerful horses. Baldev sat on white horse and he, Krishna himself, on red, very powerful. And they were going before king. King was back and they were going. When they were going near Tilka lake, very beautiful, very big lake, Sampuri, about 75 miles away. Oh, Krishna and Baldev were going. And a curd seller, curd,
butter,
yogurt, buttermilk, was selling. And it was hot day. Jagannath and Baldev told, "Oh, old mother, you should give this curd to me,
buttermilk
to me." She told that, "First pay something for this." Oh, Krishna Baldev told, "We are soldier of king and king is coming after. He will pay you." "Oh, I cannot pay. You, if you give something, that king will know that your soldiers have taken and then he will pay." So Jagannath Baldev, Jagannath gave his own finger ring, golden, and that finger ring was given by gold by king, and it was written Jagannath. So when king, when Baldev, they took all his whole vessel and whole pot, and they drank so much and became very satisfied, and they gave this ring to that old lady. And she was waiting. After 4-5 hours, O king with his whole army came there. And this old lady, very boldly, she came to king and told that, "O king, your two soldiers were going and they have taken my all buttermilk. So you will have to pay for this." King told that, "Oh, any of my two soldiers have not yet gone? We are coming first." Oh, he showed this ring to king. And king say, oh, so many years before I have given it to, offered it to Jagannath. Oh, this is the same. Oh, it seems then Jagannath and Baldev, who promised me to help me, they have gone forward. So he became very happy. And he paid for some of his kingdom, some land, free, any estate, that you will take it and you can nourish your family and family and family for long time. Still, the family of that old lady had so much big estate given by king. And after that, king became very happy and he invaded, and Jagannath Baldev were fighting for them, and that king was defeated, and he took that girl, king, and he also took his golden throne like Mayur. And also from there he brought Radhakanta, very big, good vigra, which is in Radhakanta Math there, Gambhira. And also he took Sakshi Gopal from there, who gave evidence from Brahma. And also one thing, Bhanda Ganesh. Bhanda Ganesh, you know, Gunda Ganesh. Gunda, you know? Why? Not Dracoid, but Gunda. Oh, he was fighting for king there. So Krishna defeated him and catch hold. And he brought all these things to Jagannath Puri. Then he wanted to give that daughter of king to any sweeper, his own sweeper. But Rai Ramanand, Sarup Damodar, and others requested king that you should give this girl to your sweeper on the day of Pescod festival. So next year, Okot festival came, and the king was brooming. And that Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramanand especially, told to that very pitiful princess, now you should go to that sweeper. Oh, you are sweeper of Jagannath, so I want to marry with only to you, not to any other sweeper. She boldly came and told the king, oh, you are sweeper of Jagannath. I want to marry only the sweeper of Jagannath. I cannot marry any other sweeper. And then, Rai Ramanand came at once, Sarup Damodar and all the associates of who came, and requested that, oh, she is telling true, you should marry this. You are sweeper of Jagannath. And she wants. So why you not accept? You should, you must accept. And then he accepted that girl like his wife. And from him, beautiful prince came, and after Pratap Rudra he was king. Seeing this, what? That king being a king, in very simple garment, only dhoti, and he is roaming like sweeper. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very, very happy, very, very happy. Being a king and he is roaming, so he became very merciful to him. King has promised that I want to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sar Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu has rejected him, that you are king, I cannot meet him. Never and never. If there is a lady and her statue is there and she is naked, a statue is naked, even it can attract the mind of very high class of sages, Vaishnavas, like Vishwamitra, Narada and others. So we should be very careful. Though the king was very high class of devotee, but he was king. He has kingdom, very beautiful wife, children and everything, so much position. So if there is a very dangerous, poisonous snake, and anyhow his poison has been taken, and the teeth for poison has been broken. But even, oh, he is snake. If anyone come, oh, hissing, he will attack. Understand what I am telling? So, a king, though he may be devotee, very high class of, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, he cannot meet. Then he promised that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has promised to liberate whole world and giving Krishna prem. Only accept me. And only exception. So if he has promised like this, I am also promising. If he is not giving his mercy, I will give up my whole kingdom, my wife, children and everything, and I will go and become mendicant. No need of all my kingdom and wealth and reputation, position. So I must give up. But Nityananda Prabhu, Raya Ramananda, the friend of king, oh, they pacified. Don't do in hurry anything. Oh, wait. Time will come and we will suggest how to serve him. And at the day of festival, correct, core festival, they suggested the king that you have served Krishna Jagannath with Brahmi. So Mahaprabhu is very happy to you. Very, very. Today, when Mahaprabhu will be tired and dancing everywhere, and he will go to Aichota, the garden of Jagannath, and he will take rest there, but he will be always absorbed in mood. At that time he should go like a mendicant, like a street beggar. And there you should recite what? Oh, Gopi Geet. What is that? Tava katha mritam sapta jivanam kavibhiritam kalma shapah samarna mangalam srimadatatam bhuvidinam. So, that all. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the meantime, made 7 parties of Kirtaniya. Very, very good singer and dancer, like Bakreshwar Pandit's dancer. In one party, Nityananda Prabhu. In one party, Haridas Thakur. In one party, Shantipur. Advaita Acharya and anywhere Achyutananda. All there were very good dancers. They can dance for whole day and night. And singer like Sarup Damodar, Mukunda, Madhav, Basu Ghosh and others. He made 7 parties. 3 parties in front, two sides and 1 backward. 7 parties. And thousands of devotees are following them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhati, being one, but he divided himself in 7 bodies, form. And he was sometimes here, at one time in 7 groups, dancing so much. All were thinking, oh, Mahaprabhu is with us always, and singing and dancing. So all were very much happy. Like Krishna, when he was taking meal with Sakha in Bhandi, but like this, oh, so many circles of Sakha were there. Not only one circle, thousands of circles. Some were behind, some were inside, some were very far away. But all were thinking what? I am in front of Krishna. I am taking prasadam with Krishna. I am giving in his mouth. He is giving in me mouth. All that thinking that Krishna is with me. Those who are in back, inside, here and there. Krishna became, as was gopis, at the time of Ras, He became how many? Krishna. Thousands and thousands. With each gopi, one Krishna. In two gopis, one Krishna. In two Krishna, one gopi. Very miracle. This is for Aishwarya. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did. All were saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. But one person, King and Kashi Mishra, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, three, they were with Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Pratap Rudra told to them, what I am seeing? Am I wrong? And he said, oh, no, I am seeing. He is there, he is here, in seven bodies, he is dancing and always. Then Kashi Mishra told, and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, you are very fortunate. Oh, you have received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now you are saying, anyone is not seeing like you. Anyone. Then King was observed. You see? In the meantime, all the devotees made so many circles, seven circles, keeping Mahaprabhu in the middle. Nityananda Prabhu was one leader of one group. Thus Gadadhar Pandit and all, seven circles were made. You know Srivas Pandit? Oh, he is like Narad. He wanted to see this dance of, beautiful dance of Mahaprabhu. And he was doing like, observed in. And King, behind him, he was wanted to see. But he was just in front of Srivas Pandit. Behind Srivas, Pratapur. And the main Senapati, Commander-in-Chief General, with so many, medals, so many medals, very tall, very sound health, with his associates, so many police, army, he was standing to protect, to save King. So, Srinivas Pandit, Srivas Acharya, was in front of that King. And sometimes, like, seeing he, like, and King also wanted to see. So, he became obstruction of King. So, sometimes, that Commander-in-Chief warned him, Srivas Pandit, don't be like this. King is seeing. So he was anyhow taking Srivas Pandit, don't be like this and this. You should be here. Anywhere?
One side.
He did one and two times. And Srivas was so engaged in observing, seeing the dance of Mahaprabhu. He at once became angry and he gave a very big slap to Harichandan, the commander in chief. And he became so angry. And he wanted to arrest and to. And the all gods became very angry. They wanted to arrest Shiva. But King told, don't, you are so fortunate to have a slap of this devotee. He said, high class of devotee. You are so fortunate. Be shy. And then he was shy. And after that, what became? After that, dancing, Mahaprabhu became so tired. And in the meantime, at 12 in the noon, Jagannath Dev and Subhadra Dev and Baladev Prabhu became so hungry. And lakhs, about more than 25 lakhs or more than that. Oh, taking narikel, coconut, so many kinds of sweet. You know khaja? Khaja. Very sweet thing. Very light. Full of sweet. Khaja. It is very priya. It is very dear to Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. Where they are 1 mile from Jagannath Dev. But from there, and they are offering. And Jagannath Das, what doing? From his eyes he is taking all and all. Some are throwing so many naricals, coconuts there. And it comes on any head, here, there, and all are telling what? Jai Jagannath Dev. Jai Baladev Prabhu ki. You can take this remnant off. That khaja and narikel, coconut, you can taste by your mind. Jagannath Devi giving you all. And then, in the meantime, when chariot was there, standing for 2-3 hours, Mahaprabhu, with his associate, he entered in the garden of Jagannath, very big. All kinds of sweet flowers and fruits, various kinds from whole world, universe, all are there in one garden. Very beautiful garden. If you can go, you can see. So, Mahaprabhu was there, and in a very big, under a shade of big tree, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radhika, where is Krishna? Without Krishna, my heart is broken. And now he was observing this mode, and he kept his head on the root of a tree, and lamenting, weeping, no sense at all. And he took his feet on this tree, and he was crying, tears coming.
Daitadeshatam dichutavaka svaitritasava svang vikinvate nakhalugopika nandano bhavan akhiladehinam antaratmade yo visaguptaye Sakhiyodiyaman Swasatam. Oh, very sweet. Oh, very high class of this. When Krishna disappeared from the rush with Srimati Radhika, all lamenting, and after that they saw that, Srimati was also lamenting alone and weeping bitterly. They took also Radhika with them and came again in Jamuna Pulin, where first Rasa was going on. And they began to weep louder and singing. Whether they were singing or they were lamenting, weeping, it was very hard to decide. They were singing this song. What? When Krishna took birth in Vrindavan, Braja, this Braja became more superior than Vaikuntha and all other planets. Now when Lakshmi Devi is serving, giving, brooming in Vrindavan, so Nakhalu Gopika Nandanu Bhavan. Krishna is not son of Yashoda, really. If he was the son of Krishna, Yashoda mother, Mother Yashoda is very, very compassion. Very, very smooth and gentle. Very liberal. But this person, very cruel. So we think that he is not son of Yashodaji. He must be of Devaki and Jadav, because Jadav are cruel. Kansa is also Jadav and he is cruel. So like this, abusing Krishna, and they are telling like those. Oh, each sloka has so many various kinds of meaning. Oh, Mahaprabhu was hearing his sweet voice reciting. And he was weeping more and more and told, "Who are you? You are giving me this life nectar to me. Life nectar to me. I am always indebted to you. Go on, go on." And he was, when he came to Tavakathamritam, Tavakathamritam, Taptajeevanam, Kabhiviriditam, Kalmashapa, Samarnamangalam, Srimadata.